R.I.P. A Novel by Nigel Williams.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. The knight looked surprised.
"What does it matter where my body happens to be?" he said. "My mind goes on working all the same."
Alice Through the Looking Glass, Lewis Carroll.
Chapter 1.
"George," said Esmeralda, in a more than usually irritable tone, "are you going to lie there all day?"
It was true, George reflected, that since he'd retired from the bank, he had been getting up later and later. Why not lie there all day? Was there anything really that made getting up a worthwhile proposition? It had not always been like this. In the first few years after what his friend Porter had called the Great Escape, he had sent George a note on the day of his leaving party which read, "Don't stop running till you reach the perimeter fence." He had found it impossible to stay asleep after 8 a.m. He had, after all, been getting up at 8 a.m. for nearly 30 years. It was a wonder that he didn't shoot out of bed, struggle into his suit, and find himself halfway down Putney Hill before he woke up to the fact that the NatWest Bank had no further need of him. For about 8 years and 6 months, of course, he had had to get up in order to stop Partridge crapping on the floor. More positive-minded people than George might have put that another way. Why could he not tell himself...